Hour two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Wednesday morning. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Adam Sparks from the Knoxville News Sentinel. Adam, good morning. How are you?
I can't believe we're doing this again.
Are you still on vacation, or are you back? Did they ruin your vacation over this?
No, I got back just in time for the NCAA to plop something down.
Oh, good. I thought you maybe still in Seattle. I was like, oh no.
I did get stranded there for a little longer than I meant to, and it took me an extra day to get out there because flights don't go when flights are supposed to go. But no, I got back just in time. I've been on the UTB, 3 years, and every day had included something to do with the NCAA. And you get through just a little bit of time. It's like, okay, we're good now. Nope. Right back. We're doing this all again, it looks like.
Right back at it. No question about that. So, as we discussed earlier in the show, Tennessee facing an investigation by the NCAA for NIL violations in multiple sports. Obviously, there's the Nico Iamaliava connection as well. Great job by you yesterday with the public records request to get the Dondi Plowman emails as well. As you kind of view this from 30,000 feet, Adam, what's your sense on, I guess, the severity of this and how worried are Tennessee people that you're speaking with?
Yeah, I mean, this is not nothing. I think yesterday the initial reaction from Tennessee fans was a little bit of a freak out, and then soon after, probably around the time that Dondi Plowman put out her scathing email to the NCAA president, I think a lot of Tennessee fans sort of settled in. And sort of the buzz around Knoxville was, okay, this is going to be fine. No worries. This is going to be taken care of. It's going to come and go. I don't think Tennessee fans should panic, but they should be concerned. This is not nothing, and that's why Dondi Plowman came out with the language that she did. If Tennessee thought this was nothing and it would just pass on by, she wouldn't have done that. She would have taken a slap on the wrist for the school, and that would have been it. So you can tell by the urgency and the harsh words that she had that there is something to fear in this.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, I'm sure, you know, talk to some people. I know you talked to some people, and the vibe I'm getting is not, yeah, whatever. You know, you see some of that on Twitter. You know, sure thing, NCAA, good luck. And it's like,
well, and Joe, a lot of that is, you know, the NCAA seems impotent right now, right? I mean, nobody wants to follow them and all that, but they are still the head over college sports.
Right.
We can say, you know, informally that, you know, you can say, I don't want to follow the president or the mayor or whoever, who's that guy, but they're still in charge. And until the NCAA is not in charge, they're in charge. And so I think some of the reaction is this idea that Tennessee is just going to walk the NCAA into court and there's going to be a judge or something that says, nope, NCAA is wrong. Nico can play and no postseason ban and you guys just go about your business. But that's just not how it works. And I think the biggest fear here, well, I think there's a few things. If Nico is involved as much in this as he possibly could be, the fear is any eligibility issues with him. I'm speculating there, but that's the fear, that there'd be any eligibility issues with him. Secondly, a postseason ban. Not because this would be as egregious as anything else, but Tennessee is, you know, they just got done with the other case. You could have sort of that repeat offender clause if that were to come up again. You know, beyond that, if the collective gets some type of penalty, you can live with that. Other things you can live with. But I think anything to do with Nico's eligibility, a postseason ban, that would be sort of the worst things. But I think beyond that, just the cloud that's now going to be over Tennessee. The coaches are recruiting right now. They had just gotten done with all the previous stuff. And you and I both know this is probably not going to be settled in like a week. It's going to linger and linger and linger. And that's sort of the worst part of it.
Yeah. Well, and I hear you on Nico. I will say, I share anyone's outrage if this is like just retroactively all the stuff that was just openly out there all of a sudden now is penalized. I think that's ridiculous. And so it's hard for me to wrap my head around it. But Adam, I also feel like people are forgetting easily there are other sports, and I just can't buy when I read Donde Plowman's letter and just the feel I get from this, I can't buy that there isn't some significant evidence of whatever it may be, like tampering with players on other teams, whatever it is, right? I mean, the NCAA people talked about this month about how they have screenshots of coaches, you know, tampering with athletes. I feel like there's got to be a lot more than just this Nico Plain stuff for this to be such a significant thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's grabbing the headlines for good reason. Again, you sort of go where the fans' fears are, and you don't want to fill in the blank sport to be hit with any penalties if you're Tennessee, but you can live with those. The Nico thing is that's where fans are scared the most, and that's where Tennessee has some concerns. But yeah, I mean, it is multiple sports. I don't know how many. Here's what I see. I think the common denominator on any of these is going to be the collective. And so I just wonder if the target of any of these NCAA investigations into NIL is more focused on the collective, that third party, and some of the school, a little bit of the athlete, but more of the collective and trying to rein that in, because that is the common denominator between any athletes, multiple sports, all that is Spire. And, you know, they were, you know, there's going to be more coming. I'm sure you've heard from different sources. I have too. I've heard 5 schools. I've heard 20 schools. It's probably somewhere in between the two. Florida State got hit. Florida got hit. If you're a school, especially a Power 5 school, and you had a high profile player with a 7-figure NIL deal that was publicized, that collective is going to be a target in an investigation. If you had a highly publicized recruiting class that had a big dollar figure attached to it, you're going to be a target of an NCAA investigation. They're coming soon. Some of them are already here.
So, Adam, on the Donde Plowman front, you know, she brings up the previous investigation with Jeremy Pruitt and the exemplary cooperation and all that. Do you think that you know, obviously you mentioned the repeat offender stuff. Does that, the way that they handled that, play in their favor at all, do you think, in this discussion as it relates to the NCAA, when they were just talked about, you know, the cooperation that they were given, does that help Tennessee? How do you view that part of it?
Yeah, I see the argument she was making there. It's sort of the, you know, you're telling the cops, well, I was a good guy. You guys saw me as a good guy 6 months ago. How can I be a bad guy now? Well, these are different crimes, allegedly. You know, I see what she was doing there. I think she was almost taking, for her best interest, I think she was taking the lack of institutional control very literally. It's not, I mean, if you take it literally, it means you don't have your house in order. But the NCAA will use that charge for anything. It's really just a big slap on the wrist rather than a medium slap on the wrist. And it's a big punishment. And they have a small punishment, a medium punishment, a large punishment. And institutional control is a large punishment. But I think she was trying to make an argument looking at that very literally. And I don't think that's probably going to hold water for Tennessee in the end.
So another thing I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard some of this, Adam, is there's a feeling also that Tennessee has, even relative to other SEC schools, has been cautious, has been like, what does it say? Okay, separation of church and state, and then you're allowed to do more, then you do more, that they've really tried to go by the book. Do you think that matters? Where do you think this goes? I was looking at 2025 football in terms of, you know, maybe the team that could be hit with a postseason ban or something like that. But is that about the? I mean, this is going to take a while, like you said.
Yeah, the separation of church and state line is the same one that I've been using now for a while about Tennessee and NIL. I mean, it's very intentional. If you look at Josh Heupel, he doesn't promote the NIL collective. Now, in some instances, he sort of could. I mean, they are a sponsor of Tennessee, which is completely allowed now. It didn't used to be, but now it is. You got to check the calendar to know what's allowed on Wednesday that wasn't on Tuesday. But he doesn't go on his coach's radio show and promote the collective. He doesn't beg fans for money. That's done by a lot of coaches and a lot of other programs. Josh Heupel intentionally has not done that, and I think that's it's not his style anyway, but it's to be very careful. I mean, I'll tell on myself a little bit here. I heard about that something with Spire maybe coming back in like the spring, like around the Jeremy Pruitt hearings. And, you know, stupid me, I thought, well, that's a long time ago. That must have been a bluff, or that was never going to happen. Because it went through a whole season and nothing happened. Well, sure enough, NCAA takes a while. But they had heard those rumblings back then too, and they thought they were careful. But, you know, the word that I've used in past reporting, and again, where we're at now, I'm citing stories that I wrote 2 years ago, is retroactively enforcing rules. That's, you know, if you look back, it's not just Nico, but Nico committed in March 2022. And about 6 weeks later, the NCAA came out and said, well, we're going to retroactively enforce the rules that we sort of thought were already in place, but I guess weren't completely understood by all the schools. We're going to retroactively enforce those. That came about 6 weeks after Nico committed and I guess allegedly signed his NIL deal. And so Tennessee has known that, and NCAA has known that ever since. And nothing happened, but you know, we're here now, and we'll see how it shakes out.
Well, Adam, it's never boring as always with Tennessee and Tennessee sports. Appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, you have a good one.
Adam Sparks from the Knoxville News Sentinel, our guest on Robbie and Rexo. We'll react to what Adam had to say and get your thoughts as well on Tennessee being under investigation by the NCAA. Coming up next, Robbie and Rexo, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.